welcome to another podcast by Air Insight.
This is Addison Schoenland, and my guests today are Benoit Deforge, president of Airbus ACJ, and Richard Garner, who is executive chairman and CEO of Comlux. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Thank you, Addison.
And I think what I'll do, if I could, gentlemen, Benoit, I'd like to start with you. In terms of Airbus, how big is the market for these sized aircraft? Obviously we're focusing here on the ACJ 220 announcement.
So we started to think about this this product a few years ago when we joined the Airbus company, and we see an opportunity to open a new market segment. The ACJ 220 will offer an incredible space compared to a traditional business jet, with a very interesting performance, having a transcontinental range, which means 5,650 nautical miles, and a space for incredible space, like 73 square meters, on top of a very modern and high technology platform. So we thought about this product, and we see that there is a market for that product. It offers an opportunity for the business jet customers to go to extra large cabin aircraft. On top, we observed during the last month that the business aviation is very resilient to the situation the aerospace is facing. So it's why we are now launching this product.
Could I just clarify, did you say 5,600 miles range?
Nautical miles, yes. That's right.
That's amazing.
Which is more or less 12 hours flight. It's definitely a range that allows a lot of point-to-point, like London, Los Angeles, for example, which is a real interesting kind of flight for our customers. It's more than 85%, 95% of the flight of business jet that cover this you can cover with this range.
That's very impressive. Does the ACJ 220 obviate the need for the ACJ 319 then?
It's two very complementary products. First of all, the 319 is wider. It's 10 square meters more than the 220. On top, the approach with the cabin is very different. We decided, and we are partnering for that with Comlux, and we signed a partnership for the first 15 cabin. We will offer the ACJ 220 with a flexible cabin. It means that based on the experience we have together, Airbus and Comlux, on the cabin and the operations and the need of our customers, we define the various options, and we'll offer a cabin exactly like the traditional business jet are offering. So it will definitely be a different product than the 319, where you have a fully customized cabin, doing whatever you want. But on the other hand, with the 220, we have a very attractive time to market, and also a very attractive price.
The ACJ 220, from your perspective, is obviously a clean sheet approach. Please, can you tell us about the cabin layouts? I understand that there are you give people fixed choices.
It's not fixed choices. It's if you take the combination of the various layouts, we can it's a more combination than modular. You can combine different options, and with that you can reach more than 80 possibility of combination, plus on top three kind of ambiance. With that, you cover large, nearly all the needs that we know from our customers. And on top, if some customers want a fully customized cabin, in that case, they can move to the 319. But we will offer this experience based on the our designer, Silva Maria, on the very experienced compression center and engineering team from Comlux.
How does the limited number of cabin layouts, or maybe when I use limited, I mean it's not just, it's not like, let's say, ultimately all the flexibility that you want, but how does this impact, let's say, the aircraft costs? And also, does this move reflect lessons learned from the A380?
Well, the A380 is the extreme limit, but it's obvious that each time you create a new layout from nothing and you want fully customized interior, you have to redesign everything, to recertify anything, to test all what has to be tested. So it's a huge amount of analysis. With this the strategy we have on the ACJ 220, we will offer a large scope of combination. Nevertheless, it's a combination of predefined and pre-designed areas. And so based on that, we go for this partnership with Carmlux, which allow us together to design cost-effective interior with the high level of quality. It is not incompatible. It's just, if you think well at the beginning, if you put your experience together based on what the customer used to ask for, then you can enter. And it's why also we go for 15 cabin with Comlex, because we want to benefit from this experience for the long term on this aircraft.
Thank you. Now, Richard, it's your turn. Please can you tell our audience about Comlex?
Well, Comlex is a business aviation group. We have mainly two activities. We are doing cabin completions in North America in Indianapolis, and then we are operating aircraft in Europe with a company based in Malta and under IASA, I would say, AOC. So the company was born in 2003, and we have two particularities. The first one is we already purchased 20 Airbus VIP. And then when Benoit and I, we were discussing this project, I said we could put together our experience in cabin completion. We did 13 completions, 319, 320, 321, 330. This experience from completion together with the experience of operations, because when you are an operator, only your VIP aircraft, then you know exactly what your clients want. And we have designed a cabin which is not just bringing the aspect of interior design, but as well reliability and maintenance. And as you mentioned, because we go through this contract of 15 cabin, very low cost, I would not say low, but I would say competitive cost to allow the complete ACJ 220 to be proposed on the market at a very attractive price.
So your company has two ACJ 319s, one ACJ 318. Where does this ACJ 220 fit into your fleet?
Well, I would say this aircraft is, as Benoit mentioned, to me is a new product in a new segment, because up to now, normally the aircraft with a wide body cabin, airliner style, they were missing range, let's be honest. And then the other choice was to take a long tube, not very comfortable, just to have range. With the ACJ 220, you have everything in one aircraft. You have the range, because 5,650 nautical miles is a long range aircraft. And then you have the possibility to travel with 18 passengers on board for that range. And then in very advanced, I would say, aircraft, because the technology of the 220 is very well advanced. And then we have put a lot of features inside the cabin, like high-speed internet, which allowed every passenger with his device to be connected to Netflix, iTunes, WhatsApp, and all these applications in real. And that is why I believe that the ACJ 220 and our fleet will bring an aircraft able to fly from London to LA or from Dubai to Tokyo. It's a 12 hours plus aircraft. So in terms of operations is really the long-range aircraft we were missing in the fleet. And then in terms of cost of operations, the aircraft has very low cost of operations and very good performance, such as, for example, we can take off with less than 1,300 meters full fuel. So that's very impressive.
Right. So how would a customer choose between these offerings? Is there a price difference? I mean, if I was looking for, let's say, 18 passengers for an intercontinental flight, how would I choose the 220 over what you have now in terms of the 319, for example?
I would say the 320 is the aircraft where you can do whatever you want in the cabin in terms of definition of cabin and rooms and so on. And the ACJ 220 is an aircraft already with a cabin where you have, as Benoit mentioned, 80 different possibilities to do it, but then you are going to be very cost effective. So it depends how much the customer is ready to pay, and it depends how much the customer is ready to pay the cost of operations too.
Okay, my last question for you, sir. How popular is this cabin size in your industry?
Well, I believe this the trend in business aviation over the last 15 years is that cabins are getting bigger and bigger, and then people are really looking for comfort, because it's great to be able to depart when you want, but it's better to do a long range, in particular for long range operations, to have a very comfortable cabin. And this is what we aim to achieve with the ACJ 220.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Addison.
Thank you, Addison.
This recording is copyrighted by Air Insight.